That's right. It's the day the Lord's made. We who are here today get an opportunity to be here every Sunday this year. How about that? First Sunday of 2013. It's going to be a great year, church. Are you ready for it? Amen. We're all ready, aren't we? Hallelujah. Well, you all look good. You're the best looking group anywhere. Praise God. Just give the Lord a clap this morning, okay? Yeah, come on. That's right. We're clapping for him, amen? Clap your hands, all you people, and then shout unto God, right? Come on, with a voice of triumph. All right, let's try that again. Clap your hands, all you people. Yes, shout unto God with a voice of triumph, amen? Amen. Now let's stand up while I read the word to you this morning, amen? Amen. I want to read out of Isaiah. Isaiah 41. Amen. Beginning with verse 10. And it says, "Fear not." And I'm reading out of the Amplified, and it says, when it says fear not, it means there's nothing to fear. We could stop right there. Fear not. There is nothing to fear. "For I am with you. Do not look around you in terror and be dismayed. For I am your God. I will strengthen and harden you to difficulties. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you too up and retain you with my victorious right hand of rightness and justice. Behold, all they who are enraged and inflamed against you shall be put to shame and confounded. They who strive against you shall be as nothing and shall perish." Do you hear that this morning? We are in a spiritual warfare. And all those that strive against you, they will be as nothing because of the power of God. "You shall seek those who contend with you, but shall not find them. They who war against you shall be as nothing at all. For I, the Lord your God," hold your right hand, lift up your right hand. "For I, the Lord God, hold your right hand. I am the Lord who says to you, fear not, I will help you." Amen. Come on. "Fear not, you worm Jacob, you men of Israel, I will help you, says the Lord. Your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make you to be," this is what you're going to be this year, "a new, sharp, threshing instrument which has teeth." Oh, now just picture that. Do you ever, you know, I've never met a wolf, but you know, when a wild animal or a bear, something like bears, their teeth? Guess what we are? Hey. "Behold, I will make you a new, sharp, threshing instrument which has teeth. You shall thresh the mountains and beat them small and shall make the hills like chaff. You shall winnow them and the wind shall carry them away. And the world, the tempest and the whirlwind shall scatter them. And you shall rejoice in the Lord. You shall glory in the Holy One of Israel." Now, you know what this was, who this was prophesying to? When the Jews were in exile, Israel wrote this and said, "I want you to remember, this is who you really are. No matter what you're going through, this is who you are." He said, "And you shall rejoice in the Lord. You shall glory in the Holy One of Israel." Well, let's do that this morning. Amen. Let's glory in the Holy One of Israel this morning. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on. Clap your hands again. Give him the praise and the honor and the glory that only he deserves this morning. We honor you today, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
I believe. breath is with His Spirit. I believe He wants to fill every man. I believe with mercy every morning. I believe He's the Ancient of Days. I believe His thoughts are always on us. I believe He's forever the same. We'll build His church. This church will not be made by hands. On this rock, we will make a stand.
Come on now.
The gates of hell will not prevail. Different yet the same. I believe where two or more are gathered, He's in the midst, He's taking away the shame. I believe we can sing to the mountains, be rooted up and cast into the sea. I believe when we pray without doubting, the lame will walk and the blind are gonna see. Build His church. This church will not be made by hands. On this rock we will make a stand. The gates of hell will not prevail. On this rock we will build His church. This church will not be made by hands. On this rock we will make a stand. The gates of hell will not prevail.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, put that faith into action this morning. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know whom I'm believing, and I'm persuaded, amen, that He is able. Do you know it?
Face to face, because I know it.
Us to the poor.
This is the year.
favor of the Lord. This is the day.
The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon us, because He has anointed us to preach.
Ghost is on the inside of you who believe. And if you don't believe this morning, if you're in the house and you don't believe, if you've not accepted Jesus, what are you waiting for? Amen? What are you waiting for? You may be a child and you may think, you know, I don't remember ever. I love Jesus, but I don't remember ever saying Jesus. I want to belong to you, come into my heart. You need to do that today. You may be 70 years old, and you may never have said, Jesus, come into my heart. And you need to do that today. This is your year, amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do that second verse again. For he comforts those who mourn. Hallelujah. I tell you what, you let the Lord comfort you today. Come on. If you're listening online, you let the Lord comfort you.
Because he has anointed us to preach
good news.
She's going to pick her up at church. If she read, she was going to pick her up for church. Mom said, no. I said, I don't feel too well today. I'm not going. Now, if you know Mom, no, she never missed, did she? No, she was always. So she called me, and I told her, I said, there's something wrong. I said, I've got to go on up there. I said, you just go on to church. I'm going to go on up and see about Mom. I got up there, and Mom had gotten up sick and had fallen. I took her to the hospital. She had fractured ribs. And somewhere along the way, she had picked up an extremely bad intestinal virus. We ended up going to Louisville, going to Audubon. For about 5 days, came home on the only snow we got last year, the day of the snow. Had to put Mom in the nursing home. And you know, I was thinking yesterday, I didn't know when I woke up that Sunday morning what the year was going to be. It was the first Sunday of 2012. I didn't know what it was going to hold for me. But you know, I can stand here today a year later and say, this is the year of God's favor. Yes. Regardless of what took place last year, this is the year. And you know, if I hadn't had the favor of the Lord last year, I'd have never made it through it. Because this is the year of God's favor. I mean, he will comfort those who mourn. If you're mourning today, you know, I'm not the only one that lost my mom last year. The Turners, they lost their mom. Some of you, you lost members. Some of you went through the most emotional trials you'd have never thought that you'd have been faced. It looked like you were going to lose everything and all hell broke out against you. But guess what? You're here today to testify about it, aren't you? Amen. It didn't happen, did it, Bonnie? It didn't happen, did it, Vivian? Why? Because of the favor of our God. Amen. Because we stand in him. We face the foe. And this year, we face it as, what was it that said in Isaiah? With teeth. As instruments with teeth. Glory to God. You know, that means this year it's going to be aggressive. We are going to be aggressive. Amen. We are going to be. But you know, it's all because of who we belong to. We're going to worship the Lord right now. Here I am to worship. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether wonderful. Amen. I want you to enter into worship.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness, opened my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Yeah.
You know, and there's times in all of you, but there were times when that's all I had was the promise. But you know, it was enough. Come on. That's the only sure thing we've got is the promise. The Word of God. Amen.
I never said that I would give you silver or gold. bitter kiss of death, or have to walk through chilly Jordan to enter into rest. But I did say I'd be waiting right on the other side. And I did say I'll dry every tear.
Because that was the same thing that happened to me just before Miss LaVert said something. I thought, I need to kneel down. And I thought, oh, that's just me thinking it. And then she said it, well, it made me smile. And I thought, well, I got to do it. Or God might strike me down.
Praise God.
Amen.
I was just seeing if there was anybody else. Confession is good for the soul, folks.